I've never gone back to listen to records. You tend to make them and you hear them a lot when you're making them, and then you just move on and move into something else. But I think we all feel that we've made a good record, a really full-bodied record, and I think for the first time the band feel that we're happy with how it came out on the last two records. We always wanted to change something at the last minute and we'd run out of time, so...
In May of 2000, Garbage went back into Smart Studios, intending to begin work on a collection of B-sides and remixes. Instead, they decided to start writing and recording their third album proper. Part of the reason for their decision to move forward, rather than to look back, was that they were unhappy with their record company, Universal. And in January 2001, they sued them in an attempt to be released from their contract. It was a complex legal situation, but basically Garbage had originally signed to a US indie label, Almo Sounds, that was then taken over by the massive Universal Music Group. Garbage invoked a key man clause in their contract, which stated that it was null and void if Jerry Moss, chair of Almo Sounds, and the man who had originally signed them, left the label. Moss was indeed no longer in charge, but Universal claimed he was still on the payroll. The situation was complicated by the fact that Shirley Manson was still under contract to Radioactive Records, now also owned by Universal, from her days with Angelfish. Garbage accused Universal of holding Shirley to ransom and referred to a California statute limiting personal service contracts to 7 years. Universal countered that, although the deal was signed in 1990, it was done in New York, making the California statute inapplicable. Holed up in Smart Studios and communicating with fans via Garbage's website, Shirley started to feel like she was under siege. She claimed kinship with both gangster movie actor James Cagney and Courtney Love, who was also engaged in a long-running legal battle with Universal. To make matters worse, in May 2001, the band was sued by the American Breeds Music Publishers, who claimed that I Think I'm Paranoid infringed upon their client's copyright by quoting from their song, Bend Me, Shape Me. Despite all this, Garbage actually finished recording their third album in April, but the release date was pushed back till the autumn, when the courts finally decided that Beautiful Garbage could be released on the band's British label, Mushroom. Finally, there was light at the end of the tunnel.